Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Stop! Russian, stop!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
I want to rock.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
Those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to know this from personal experience.
I could end the skyjacking tomorrow. All you got to do is arm all your best.
I don't think that you should look back and whine and bellyache or try to hold somebody else guilty for everything you did.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockwell.
You see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
As Oliver North's public battle over government secrets and the illegal supply of weapons to the Nicaraguan Contras is waged in Washington, congressional investigators in recent months have tried to learn if Mena, Arkansas, was an illegal staging area for shipping guns to the U.S.-backed Contra rebels. It all begins in 1982, when this man, Adler Berryman Seal, showed up in Mena, Arkansas.
He used to smuggle drugs. Then he got caught, and he became one of the government's most valuable informants in the war against cocaine. But last night in Louisiana, Berry Seal's enemies caught up with him and killed him.
17-year-old Kevin Ives and 16-year-old Don Henry were struck by a train. The medical examiner has said that the boys were asleep and drugged with marijuana. The parents, however, disputed that claim.
The boys were killed because they had stumbled upon a large shipment of drugs dropped from an airplane.
Tears in the fabric indicate that Don had been stabbed before he was run over by the train. In light of this new evidence, the grand jury changed its ruling from probable homicide to definite homicide.
I'm scared of these people. I'm very scared of them.
How you think the crack drop gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. We are not the people who are flying and floating that shit in here.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Men who were working for the CIA's army were responsible for bringing all that cocaine into Los Angeles that sparked the crack epidemic.
My boss goes on a fishing trip with George Bush, and when they come back, they say the ends justify the means.
Sir, the Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at Mena, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras. And they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there for sale in the United States. And then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
We had nothing, zero, to do with it. And everybody who's ever looked into it knows that.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. These allegations are false.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a mess.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, third hour. Your calls are coming up. I'll host some into the fourth hour. Lindsey Graham, not the evil senator, but the good one, Patriot Barbie, is here with us. I think it's easier just for her to tell you her story. It's gotten national attention. She's written the book Triggered as well, PatriotBarbie.com. But she refused to close her salon, and now they're trying to take it away from her and sent the CPS after her. Think about them saying you're not essential. Walmart and Target are essential. Everything else is essential, but small businesses. And now they're trying to bring new lockdowns back, USA Today is reporting. So you're a freedom-fighting mama bear in your own description. She's so rightshow.com on Twitter, real Lindsey G. Lindsey Graham, for the viewers who don't know who you are, most of them probably know the story, tell them who you are and what happened and recap the latest developments.
All right. Well, a lot of people probably remember seeing on the news it was May of 2020, so back when lockdowns were fresh. We were 6 weeks in. As you recall, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve and 2 weeks and 2 weeks. And at the six-week mark, I had reached my breaking limit. My husband and I had six businesses. We were going to probably be bankrupt if it continued. And so on May 5th of 2020, I was probably the second American to defy lockdowns. I opened up against the lockdowns publicly. And in doing so, I triggered Kate Brown, the wrath of Democratic Governor Kate Brown. She weaponized state agencies against me, including CPS. She sent Child Protective Services after my kids. They illegally interviewed my children, searched my home. I was threatened with Class C misdemeanor, $50,000 day fines. I received a $14,000 OSHA citation. Basically, all the things for not complying. It was, let's make an example out of this woman and teach everyone to sit down, shut up, and do as they're told.
And then now the aftermath continues on.
The aftermath continues. They created a monster. I ended up closing my business due to cancel culture. We sold our other businesses. We moved out of Oregon to Arizona. And I am now a full-time podcast host for the Patriot Barbie podcast. I wrote a book about my experiences fighting the government, cancel culture, and just a very staunch ally for other conservatives, patriots, and speaking up for freedoms. It's been life-changing, to say the least, but 100% worth the glory of laying my head down at night knowing I stood up for what was right.
But they're currently trying to take a bunch of stuff away from me.
They are currently trying to garnish my bank accounts and put a lien on my home for the $14,000 citation, which I refuse to pay. They're charging me 9% interest on that citation until I pay it. I have on record, on recording, the OSHA panel stating that they do not have a document in their file that can prove that I had employees at my salon, which is the basis for the citation. However, they refused to drop it and are now trying to put a lien on my home unless I pay that as of, I think.
So they let armed robbers in over 800 jurisdictions run by George Soros, so the district attorneys, out of jail the next day. They had a guy shoot three kids at a school this year in Dallas, or it was in between Fort Worth and Dallas, and they just let him go the next day. So they let people that shoot people loose, but then you wouldn't close down, so now you've got to have everything taken away from you.
Yeah, lost six businesses. I had to close my 25-chair salon. And actually, the city of Salem is trying to come after me for $80,000 for the lease due on the salon that I no longer own because of lockdowns.
That's the great reset, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I'm a big part of it.
What do you make of all the, just where we're at right now? They're in the news saying they want new lockdowns.
I would encourage people not to comply with that. I will say that even despite losing what I've lost, doing what's right is more important right now, and fighting for this country and fighting for our freedoms is way more important than any monetary value, any business whatsoever. We have slipped a slippery slope the last 2 years. And, you know, my breaking point was being shut down for 6 weeks. Other people have reached breaking points with vaccine mandates, mask mandates, things like that. There can't be many more breaking points before we need the entire United States to stand up and say, we the people have had enough.
Then, of course, Lightfoot, in the middle of all this 2 years ago, said, well, I'm important. I still get my hair cut. And so did Pelosi. I mean, it's just next level.
Yeah. There was hypocrisy from the very beginning, which is another reason I was comfortable opening up. I wasn't political. I wasn't doing my research. I didn't know much about COVID. I didn't care, to be honest. I basically had decided, well, if Walmart can be open and Home Depot can be open and there's hundreds of people in there, I know that it's not about safety. I think that it's about compliance. And this is me getting red-pilled in my own world.
Well, yeah, it's big corporations shutting down their competition.
Yeah. So opening up was not controversial to me. I knew that it wasn't about our safety. And it took me some time to figure out what it really was about, compliance and obedience. But, you know, against the mandates I opened, and I never enforced masks in my business, we had thousands of people, as you can imagine, coming through, and we had no COVID cases, not one, no stylist, no client.
Well, why were you forced to shut down?
To, quote, flatten the curve.
No, I know, but like once you refused to comply, you had to shut the salon. I would imagine all the other salons are shut down. I had people coming here to the office for a year to just, you know, cut my hair, literally sitting right over there in a chair. What happened? There wasn't enough funds coming in?
No, there was funds coming in. A lot of people donated, which I was thankful for. BLM, when the George Floyd riots...
Oh, you're saying you got harassed.
Oh, I got cancel cultured to the extreme. Yeah, that is what cost me my six business.
And I love how Antifa and BLM go out and harass people trying to open their businesses. What does that have to do with Black Lives Matter? It's just crazy.
Well, their rationality was, and they had no problem telling me this directly, was that I cared more about money than black lives, and that if I didn't allow them to burn down my salon, as they were stating they were going to do, then I didn't care about black lives when I could simply file an insurance claim. So the intention was, the idea was that they had the right to burn down my salon because I was killing people by being open. So I did a call to arms. The news did not cover this. 400 patriots showed up outside my salon in Salem, Oregon. Proud Boys, 3%ers, veterans, ex-military. And we protected the entire city of downtown Salem. And no shots were fired. No windows were broken. Nothing was stolen. And someone from the police department called me and said, I'll never go on record saying this, but if you hadn't called arms, Salem would look like Portland, Oregon. And we saved the city.
Wow. Are you horrified like I am that they're openly saying new lockdowns, new hysteria coming? I mean, they're really pushing that.
Does that have something to do with Trump running, thinking about running again?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. I'm not surprised. I mean, I think the first round was a test. I think we failed miserably. My hope and prayer would be that Americans learned a very valuable lesson in 2020. The government will lie. Even if you don't believe that COVID was a lie, 2 weeks to flatten the curve was a lie, and they didn't have any problem hiding that. They will not cease to demand your compliance whenever they feel like it.
It's a cult of control, a cult of compliance. And now we have the Democrats introducing a bill to have the U.S. military operate domestically with no oversight. Talk about washing their hands. Talk about getting ready for martial law. The definition of martial law is a military standing outside of law. That's like the worst form of it.
Well, and if we continue to comply, which we've gotten ourselves into this mess by complying the first round, by complying the last 2 years,
I agree.
Masking up, by taking the vaccine, they know where to hit us, and they're looking for our weak spots. And for me, you know, my weak spot was saying that I was reopening because I had a right to provide for my kids. Well, the next day, Child Protective Services showed up. What does that tell you? They are looking for our weak spots. And when they enforced vaccine mandates and people knew I can't afford to lose my job, that's my weak spot. I'm going to comply. They're testing the waters. And again, we are failing. And if we continue to fail and refuse to stand up for our own rights, our own freedoms.
It green lights their takeover.
It does. Yep. It does.
All right, Lindsey Graham, stay there. I want to get your take on how we fight back, your book, and so much more. And then if you're good to do it, we got some callers about the martial law legislation. You want to talk to those folks?
Sure.
All right, we got callers coming up, and not just the callers on there. We're going to open the phones up, a free-for-all, any topic you want to discuss, 877-789-2539.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Revolutionary War in 1776 started for a lot of reasons. Gun confiscation, corrupt courts, but the big one was taxation without representation. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. Well, if you can say your business is non-essential and it's shut down, that's the ultimate tax, that's siege. That's not letting you live. It's trying to make you dependent. And Lindsey Graham, it was a salon owner in Oregon, who stood up and was attacked and shut down by a mob of criminals. And now they're trying to take everything she's got because she dared stand up to them. What a group of bullies. What a group of criminals. We have a totally open border, illegals pouring across, devalued currencies, all these crimes being committed, and they're targeting you to send you a message of submission. What a cult.
I will not comply. In fact, I'm excited to announce that next week I will be filing a lawsuit against Kate Brown in her individual and official capacity and all of the state agencies that have targeted me. So they will not get away with doing what they're doing to the American people.
Well, a lot of folks are going to say, why do we care about Oregon? It's the same globalists running it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's the same program. If it can happen to you, it can happen to us.
Well, and you see people fleeing Oregon now because they've destroyed it. There's homelessness running rampant. There's graffiti. The state is being destroyed from the inside out. People are fleeing. Well, if they take those politics with them to other states, you've got a virus that's spreading all over the U.S. No one is safe. They keep saying Arizona, which is where I live now, is purple. Well, it's very, very red. We all know there's election fraud. But if you've got this virus spreading all over the U.S., then we are all going to be looking at states in which authority figures have the capacity to do what they did to me and to make you suffer if you do not obey. And that is very, very scary.
How do we fight back?
We go on Alex Jones' show and we speak up. I think we all need to take a good look at our lives and what we own, what we have, what we possess, and decide for yourself now, before you're faced with it, where the line is drawn for you.
You should be organizing local businesses now against the new lockdowns.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? And I had this idea when I had reopened. No one opened up with me. That there would be a foundation where every business that said, I'm going to make a commitment, I'm going to sign a contract to defy these lockdowns, this is my membership fee. And they're going to target.
And then if more people did it, they can't pick you off.
That's right. And then if you do get picked off, you've got already the funds that your fellow business owners have collaborated to get for you to help you fight.
So a business owner union.
Yes. And if they're going to do this again, it was too late for me. I had already opened. I'd already defied, took on the government. But if they're going to threaten this again, we can activate now and business owners can start communicating and start donating to an organization, a foundation where they can support each other and say, listen, if you're the one that gets picked out of the group to get harassed and targeted by the government, we're going to have your back financially. We're going to have your back emotionally, and we're going to support you as being the one that's taking the hit for us.
Well, that's what listeners have done for us. And it's been great. We've stayed on air, but now it's enraged the system. They just keep doubling down. But if there's more targets, they can't beat us all.
Right. And they're trying to not only shut us down, but just make everything harder. Everything's harder for a conservative. If you're deplatformed, if your followers are erased, you have to waste your time rebuilding that support system. And so they're effectively slowing us down. But if we continue, eventually they're going to get worn out and we're just going to keep persevering. I know people that have had their accounts deleted, you know, 3-4 times, and they get back up on the horse and rebuild. That's exhausting. But eventually they're going to get tired and realize we're not quitting. We're going to fight back as long as it takes. I'm not willing to give up any freedoms anymore.
Well, let me expand on that. On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all these places, they censor our information. Other people just keep popping up. And even though they get deleted a month or a week, it goes viral before they stop them. People are really hungry. So they're suppressing, but it makes it that much more desirable.
Yeah, the information is getting out there. You've got to get it out there quickly before they find it. But I think if we just keep persevering, they can't silence all of us. They can try, but they can't.
Let me ask you this question, Lindsey Graham, the Patriot Barbie, patriotbarbie.com. So we're going to go to caller here, Jim, in a moment, Jim in New Jersey. Is America over? I think it's over if we roll over. It's not over if we say no to them.
I agree. It's a scary question to wonder, have we reached rock bottom? Is this it? But I don't think it's it. I think that they're going to continue to test us. And this
exactly. We can't give up because there's no bottom. I mean, they're not going to ever stop. These people are crazy.
No, and we're not going to stop either. We're talking about a situation where it could be holocaustic, right? At what point do you comply with being shipped off to a camp? I mean, we are going to fight them. I know there are plenty of people that are going to fight to the very, very end, whatever that looks like. And I think everyone needs to get that in their brains, that this is not going to stop. So you better start figuring out what your role in this is now.
Beautifully said. They are introducing us to martial law and the long dark night of tyranny right now. Jim in New Jersey, is America over? What is rock bottom? What needs to happen? Go ahead.
We have to decide that we've hit rock bottom, because the reality of we can go down further, but most people don't do anything until they've hit rock bottom to start building back up.
Mm-hmm.
We have to all realize that it's only going to get worse from here. We've got to start fighting back. I mean, it just the government, they think we're so stupid. They give you a public service announcement that if you don't take the COVID jab, you're going to have a bad time. You may die of COVID. But then they give you a public service announcement to say that you could survive a nuclear attack. It's so ridiculous, because nothing in that public service announcement out in New York, I live in New Jersey, says, you know, any statistics of you surviving. They didn't say if you should survive, this is what you should do. Or they didn't even say that the government was going to help you. But they're trying to get you to take a shot because you got to be afraid of COVID. But you got this if we get hit with a nuclear bomb. Just go inside your house. You'll be fine. You know, they've been dumbing us down. Like, I have a son that was born in 88, a daughter named Lindsay, spelled the same way as you, in 90. And I've been telling them since the early 90s with television, this is the dumbing down of America. You continue to see it. It's been in our faces for 30 years.
So are your children going, wow, Dad was right?
Of course. They're like, you know, I didn't have all the particulars. But, you know, I could certainly see the stuff that was going on. I mean, this is just dumbing down. It's like they're telling you exact opposite of what you should, you know, what is truth. I mean, it's, and they expect you to believe it. I mean, just like I said, expecting you to believe that you can survive a nuclear attack, but you can't survive COVID unless you get that jab. They think we're so stupid. And the martial law is coming in. One of the reasons why the martial law is coming in, in other words, I have a feeling they're going to do away with jury trials, because they can't take the chances on the people siding with the people.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually jury trials are going to go to the side. The other thing, too, is that they expect, I think if martial law comes in, they think that a lot of people are not going to comply a second time, and they're going to force them to comply. That's one of the other things I think.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's why in these cases against me, they've defaulted me, saying he gave us nothing. We gave him everything, did it all. And they go, oh, you're guilty. Now we're going to have a jury trial on how much money you pay. It's just insane. All right, brother.
Well, you're doing what's right. Honestly, when we talk about calls to action, you are doing what's right. You're teaching your kids, because we are all going to die, probably not of COVID. And your kids need to know the truth, and they need to know how to speak it boldly and with...
All right, Senator Graham, stay there.
Ah!
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. More phone calls and Senator Lindsey Graham.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have a foundation in Ukraine, and it happens to be one of our best foundations. They refuse to leave. And they are leading civil society. I also want to mention that there is one person who was very deeply involved in Ukraine, and that's Biden. In fact, I got to know him with regard to Ukraine. He had a lot more patience than I had in trying to convert Poroshenko into a democratic leader. I fed up with him and I told him so. But actually, Biden kept on trying to convert Poroshenko into a Democrat.
Professor, to take a moment to offer my personal congratulations to you on this, the 40th annual gathering of your creation, the World Economic Forum. You chose as its motto, committed to improving the state of the world. I would observe that few who have set such a lofty goal have more reason to be pleased with their accomplishments. To have conceived of the need for such an institution as this required insight. To have established it took commitment, but to have then nurtured it as a podium from which business and political leaders could nudge public policy by addressing their peers from around the world, that is a formidable achievement. And, Professor, this gathering salutes you.
So that's the former Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, praising Klaus Schwab, Lindsey Graham, not the senator I was joking earlier, but the Patriot Barbie who had her salon shut down. She refused to shut down. They said BLM shut it down. She's now moved from Oregon to Arizona, and she's here visiting us today. She'll be on 4 p.m. also today on the War Room, so that's coming up in a couple hours. I want to go back to some more phone calls from Tito and others. Just talking about this great tyranny and people from other countries that have seen their nations go down the tubes and now see America going down the tubes. But what are other things you'd like to add to the audience?
Oh, I would love to tell people how I became the Patriot Barbie, because I always think it's such a kind of vain term. But when cancel culture came for me and decided that I was this raging conservative Trump supporter just for wanting to open my business, they took a picture of me wearing a MAGA hat and said, "I don't always play Patriot Barbie, but when I do, I kill people's grandmas and steal their money." And I had been so sick to death of the left coming at me and trying to cancel me that I changed my Facebook page to say Patriot Barbie, and they lost their minds. So now it's...
So you took that attack and...
I turned it right on its head. I took everything. I took every attack and turned it on its head. And
well, it's like the British called Northerners Yankee Doodle Dandies, which means like goofy, wimp, gay dudes. So they sort of call themselves, yeah, we're Yankees.
So that's what you got to do. Laugh with them. They're trying so hard to get out and hurt us. And the less that we give them that ability, that's our fight. Our fight is that they don't identify us. They don't define us. What we do in the privacy of our homes and what we do for this fight is what's right. And no amount of name calling is ever going to silence me again.
So they've unleashed the Kraken.
The fury of the Patriot Barbie. Yes. It's an honor to be a conservative activist. I was not political before lockdowns, and I actually don't even know if I consider myself political now. I just see that there's social and cultural issues, and I'm a mom. I want to leave a beautiful America for my kids. I want my kids to not be brainwashed sheep, and that's what we need to be doing is training up the next generation to... They're going to need to fight this, too. This isn't going to go away overnight, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Targeted. One mom's fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Targeted by tyranny. I haven't read your book. I'm going to read it this weekend. Tell us about your book.
So the book was very distinctly a calling from God to sit down and write what had happened to me, because it's such a unique story. And it's like I'm telling someone else's story when I say that not very many people went through what those of us who stood up against lockdowns did. And as I sat down to write, I realized that I have had a colorful life. I've made some pretty bad choices in my youth. And my faith in God says that God turns all things to good. And we know that. And I lost everything in this fight, everything of monetary value, if you will, the businesses, the home. And I've been put on a purpose that I believe is much, much bigger than hair extensions and being.
And let me guess, you're more fulfilled now than ever.
I'm more fulfilled now than ever.
Absolutely.
And that book is a compilation of what has God allowed me to go through in my life that has made me prepared for this fight. And it's not easy. It's every day. It's a struggle and it's a commitment. And I believe that he's taking all of the things that I did in my youth, those bad decisions, turning them into good. And he said, look, I let you go through these so that you could be this person today.
Exactly. Let's talk to a caller in California. Tito, you're on the air with the Patriot Barbie. Go ahead, Tito. What is your view? You're an immigrant from Nicaragua. Give us your take on what you witnessed in communism.
Yes, yes. I was born in Nicaragua in the 80s, and I came here to U.S. in the early 90s. My mom migrated here. Thank God I didn't have to go through crossing the border and all that. I had a visa, thank God. But I just wanted to reach out to you. First of all, I want to say thank you for everything you do. I got introduced to you when Trump was running. But I want to just give an idea to you if you can have a show or a segment of having Latinos. You know, because a lot of us are waking up, you know, but we need more guidance, you know, and kind of like, hey, a lot of people want to stay in the closet, but, you know, they have the same views that we have, but, you know, they're afraid to come out because they feel alone. So it would be awesome to have some, Latinos in your shows reach out to them. I know there's Lexit in California. I'm not sure if you heard of them, Latino exit into the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. Growing up in Nicaragua, and you know, it sucks. You know, the whole war happened in the 80s. You know, and coming to the United States is a beautiful country. I mean, it's a dream. You know, it's a dream being here, and people don't take advantage of it in the wrong way. You know, but I just want to say thank you for all you do.
Well, God bless you. I see the text you told the call screener about the paradox of seeing what tyranny's like and then seeing it now here.
Yes, yes, and see, that's the thing, being born here, not being seeing the communism, how that works. You have no idea. You only see what the news is telling you. But to actually have family there, being born there, and actually experience it for yourself, you see it very differently. And as much as you tell people, hey, this is coming, they don't believe it until they actually hear. And then when it's here, it might be a little too late. You know, so please, please, people out there, listen to the people that are telling you that they come from these countries. You know, we're not just saying it just to say. I mean, we experienced it. You know, I still have family over there that anytime they want to send up to the government, they have rocks and machetes, and that's it. But the government responds with guns, and that's it. Only lasts that day or two.
Powerfully said, Tito. Thank you for calling today. What do you think of Trump announcing he's going to run for president?
Did he actually do it?
Well, he said, I'm going to run. I'm not going to say when I'm going to announce. It's the same thing.
Gotcha. Okay. He said, I've made up my mind, right?
I've made up my mind to run. The question is,
I've made up my mind to run. I think that's amazing. I miss Trump terribly. I'm very, very excited to see him back in office. If we can get the elections under control, then there is no way he won't win. He would have won. He did win this last time. It's going to be a landslide this
time. Well, absolutely. But, I mean, I talked to Roger Stone, a bunch of folks that talked to Trump. He said he was going to announce in July. People are like, oh, it's not going to happen. No, he said, I'm going to run, not sure when I'm going to announce. But that's like...
Announcing that you're going to announce.
Yeah, he says, I'm going to run. I've made up my mind.
I think he likes to play with the media, because if you take that headline all on its own, it's like, I'm announcing, but I'm not announcing, because then they can't run a story that he's announcing. I think he's toying with the
media. He's getting announcements over and over again.
Oh, and he's getting the media over and over again, and they don't know what to do with him and his play on words, and where's the official announcement from the 45th president of the United States. I think it's amazing that he messes with the media the way he does. They deserve it.
All right, Lindsey Graham. I've always wanted to debate Lindsey Graham.
Let's debate.
Oh, you're the wrong Lindsey Graham. You are a lot better looking than Lindsey Graham. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Patriot Barbie is here in studio with us. Lindsey Graham, the Patriot mother, business shut down by the communists in Oregon, now living in Arizona, visiting us in Austin, Texas. And let's run to these phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ruben in California. Ruben, you're on the air. Ruben, they say silence is golden. It really is. I appreciate you, Ruben. All right, let's go.
Ruben.
Oh, yes. Andrew in Toronto, Canada. Talk about tyranny. Justin Trudeau, go ahead. You're on the air, Andrew.
Hey, Alex. I love what you do. You're a godsend. I just wanted to touch briefly on, like, my experience of talking to friends and kind of, I guess, waking them up or something. What seems to work really well is kind of group chats on Signal and whatever. I had some kind of conservative-ish friends, like, it was more or less a political chat. And, you know, after, let's say, 6 months or something, they're pretty much all libertarian. They kind of get what the game is with the government and everything like that. And I think that's a good way to wake up friends and family. I think it has to do with, like, the dialogue, the two-way of it, rather than just, shouting at them.
I think you're right. What do you think about the announcements of the military to be outside of government and operate on its own, the Democrats introducing bills to eventually put in military dictatorship?
I don't know what the implications of that is. I assume it's bad. I really don't know, though.
All right, brother, I appreciate your call. You know, Lindsay, I don't see them doing all this as a sign of strength. I see it as a sign of weakness.
Yeah, I see it as one more way to passive-aggressively threaten us. If we are so uncontrollable that they have to go straight to the military, first of all, good for us. We should be so non-compliant that they have to go that far to get the people to shut up and comply. But it's also, you know, it's also terrifying. The more we speak up and stand up, the harder it's going to get. We got to be prepared for this. We knew it was coming.
What do you make of the left that are having their own futures destroyed but pretend they're part of the power structure? From social media, encouraging them, all of it. They have no idea even what they're doing.
I've been asking myself this. Like the mainstream news, these reporters that are, you know, refusing to report some things and twisting the rest, what do they think is going to happen when we are a socialist, communist country? Do they think they are going to get an elite status and be above? Do they think that their children are going to get a free pass?
Because they're not.
They're not. You're sealing the fate, the demise of your own future. I can't imagine a world where I would be okay saying, well, eventually it's going to get really bad. I'll help, and then I'll let my kids endure that wrath later.
Absolutely. That's the big debate. Alex in North Carolina is a security clearance investigator for the DOD. He wants to talk about corruption and this martial law legislation introduced by the Democrats. Thanks for holding, Alex. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. 22 years long listener with you. Great that you're waking people up still, and we're in the fight aisle together with this, and we've got to keep going. One thing about the corruption I want to say is with the security clearances, this is what I want to back this corruption on. These guys would not be in office if these investigators were doing their due diligence and not playing the games just because they wear the title of a general or president or private. They are not all the same. And when they walk in the door and they walk in there and they see a general title general and assume that they've got a perfect background and no history to them, and they write them off like it's, you know, no problem. Every one of them needs to be investigated properly. If they were done due diligently, these people like Adam Schiff with the Chinese spy and all these others that are in Congress and the Pentagon and the White House, including Hunter Biden, they wouldn't have these clearances. We wouldn't have the problems that we have right now.
Well, that's right. They use security clearances to hold Trump up getting anybody when all these Democrats are literally selling the country out.
Yeah. Exactly. We have the resources, but they're spending it on the wrong narrative.
And pulling in the military to come on to be on domestic territory is absolutely going to turn this into martial law. There's no doubt about it. That's what they're looking to do. They're going to reinforce their backup, and that's going to be their backup.
And let me ask you this, Alex. What is the trigger, though? A mass shooting, a power outage, a nuclear false flag? I mean, this is big stuff they're getting ready.
Yeah, exactly. They're getting ready to do something very big, and I believe it's going to be maybe like an October surprise or a dark winter that we've been hearing about so faithfully. And I believe that we've come to the fruition of being right here in it. We're in it right now, and it's going to be exposed in front of us. And I don't know if it's going to – I kind of feel like it's going to be something having to do with our – electrical grid, because once the grid goes down, we have no communication.
I totally agree with you. They want to bring us to our knees. Thank you so much, Alex. Gut level Patriot Barbie, Lindsey Graham, what do you see them pulling?
Oh, gosh. It's terrifying to think about. I think that the food supply chain is probably their very first move. Listen, I don't know what I'm talking about, but when I'm a normal mom sitting around trying to do what all I can do, this is what I'm seeing is the fake meat. The cow's dying. These are not conspiracy theories. This is just too weird. Anyone that's awake knows that this is not normal. All the food factories burning down. I mean, that's not something they're going to do. That's currently happening. To me, that is the first thing.
Absolutely. They're shutting the infrastructure off, the energy off, everything. Jay in Pennsylvania, combat veteran. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. The song is Get Back to Pennsylvania. But mostly since you were a song, Caveman, haven't missed an episode of me and my fiance since back before Stop the Steal, you and Owen. We have both founder coins, Studio Gold Bars. Basically, the main reason I wanted to call in is for everybody listening who hasn't bought a product or is on a fence. I used to be a drug addict with snorting pills. I couldn't go 12 hours without withdrawing. I used to think you were peddling snake oil or just trying to make money until I bought your product. I feel the Fizzy Magnesium, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, your Winter Sun, the X2 Iodine, B12, and Selenium, and I literally subsided my withdrawals. I'm trying not to cry, Alex, but I want to thank you because you and your products literally saved my life. I was a drug addict, and I'm now clean and a paramedic, and I just can't thank you enough. And that's why I wanted to call because your products do work. If anybody uses
them, they're all the highest grade out there. It doesn't mean I'm perfectly in health or perfect myself, but they're great products, and they keep us on air, which makes them amazing, and everybody should get them, absolutely. What's your view on this whole craziness?
It's absolutely mind-blowing what's going on. You can definitely see the supply chain in my area is going down. The false flags, what they're doing with the military. I mean, I got out in 2011, so I saw it going downhill, and I got out a long time ago. And just like the weather, I'm in central Pennsylvania. The creeks are drying up. It's like they're messing with the weather, like the drought, trying to kill the crops. They're doing border crisis. They're just I'm seeing migrants in my area, in rural Pennsylvania, they're breaking it down, and it's happening wherever I'm at.
They're bringing the country down. All right, well, we're aware of it. We're going to fight back against it. It's the only option we have. Patriot Barbie, I want to thank you for coming in studio with us. You'll be on the War Room coming up in 2 hours at 4 p.m. Central with Owen Schroyer, but closing comments to the audience.
Thank you guys so much for supporting my fight. Thank you for supporting InfoWars. Let's get Hunter Biden some of those supplements, shall we? Get him on the right track.
That would help him.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. And, guys, keep the faith. Stay strong. Fight back. Always, always do what's right, no matter what it costs. That's what we all need to be doing.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, we have the Democratic Party that bankrupted the NRA and Remington trying to shut us down. We've held out longer than they have. We can hold out forever. Got a bunch of plans that are behind schedule but are very close to launching. We need funds now. Your whole investment of time and energy over the years is now up to right now. We're on air at the most critical time in our history. We need to stay on air. So get great products you need at the same time and keep InfoWars on the air. Get an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt. Get an InfoWars t-shirt. That really funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Make a straight donation at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. There's a support donate button. There's also one in the live show feed today. Thank you all for your support, and we're going to keep fighting to the end. I can't imagine a world without InfoWars, but you see the world we're already in. It's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank Lindsey Graham for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Alex.
All right, I'm going to come back with some closing comments and hand the baton to our guest host. I'm going to try to jam in a few more phone calls from Mark, Donna, and John as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.